Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I sure hope everyone's doing as well as I am today. I'm out here on the porch of my cabin, where I usually am when I visit with all of you, and sipping on some coffee. I've had a couple of cups, working on my third cup, so old Luke is wired and ready to visit this morning. How about Western Swing and other things today? These people are knocking it out of the park, aren't they? One of my favorite times of the week, as I say very often, is sitting here listening to Western Swing and other things, and then having a unique opportunity to visit with all of you folks and talk hunting and fishing. Today, let's talk a little bow hunting. I want to tell you about a hunt that I went on with my new bow. I got a new bow here about a month ago, got it all set up. It's called Gearhead. It's a Gearhead archery bow. The model number is B30. It's 30-inch axle to axle, and I've never shot a bow quite like it. Instead of shooting on one side of the riser or the right or the left side of the riser, depending on if you're right or left-handed, these bows have shoot-through risers, which makes it a whole different ball game. So much easier. You're looking at your target right through the middle of the bow, if you will. You can check them out, gearheadarchery.com, and look at these. Try to picture what it'd be like not to look from one side of the bow to the other or to aim from one side to the other, but right through the middle of the bow. It's an awesome way to hunt, or to shoot, put it that way. But I went on the first hunt with this Gearhead bow, first hog hunt. And, you know, archery season is just around the corner for whitetail deer. And I always like to get some meat in the freezer. And I lucked out and did it, but I did it in a method that I'd never quite done before. I've got a good friend, Jeff Rice, that owns the Buck and Bass Ranch, which is not a commercial ranch. It's just his family ranch up on the upper end of Lake Fork, up in northeast Texas, east of Dallas, about an hour and a half, I guess. But lots and lots of hogs on Jeff's place. Well, he said, we might try to, we'll do a lot of filming together. Actually, we film a weekly video blog. And Jeff decided we would do a different type of hunt. There's a feeder way back across the creek on the backside of his ranch, a corn feeder, and it is in an isolated position. But it draws hogs from all those marshy areas on the upper end of Lake Fork. I mean, there's miles and miles of just nothing back there but swamp and a haven for wild hogs. It really is. So rather than hunt, he's going to have some stands back there, rifle stands and whatnot. But he said, let's take a couple of portable, you know, folding chairs that you hunt dove out of, that type of chair, and let's set these things up back there about 25 yards. And actually, folks, we were very visible to that corn feeder. There was very little vegetation to conceal our movement. But this is a type hunt, you have to be really stealthy, you have to be really quiet, and sure enough, about an hour before dark, here comes about 15 hogs. I couldn't see them, they were off to Jeff's right, he was behind me with the camera, the video camera. Well, these hogs came in from the right, came right up to the feeder, and they always come in wired while a sounder of hogs come into a feeder. And instead of 15 eyes watching, you have 30 eyes looking, you know, 15 hogs. Well, they came in. There's one big boar. By big, I mean, he probably honestly weighed a solid 175 pounds, good-sized boar, and just a mixed size of hogs. Well, I picked out a little sow that weighed about 80 pounds. Remember, I was looking for pork. And made a good shot on her, and she was easy to, the hog was easy to get across the creek and get out of there. That was something that I shot that big boar, would have probably had to quarter it up and pack it out. But besides, the meat was just absolutely awesome. Bow season is just around the corner, folks. So get out there with your bows, do some practicing, and get ready to put some venison on the meat pole. And I would imagine within a matter of a couple of weeks.
Folks, High Plains Outdoors is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Pyramid Air, Striper Express on Lake Texoma, Texas Ray's Hunting Products, and Trapper Tackle.